Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to another episode of G Things Just Bought It, the podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. I'm your host, Caroline Moss. And this week, I am joined by Carmen Meyer. She's a Montessori teacher and she's a blogger at the Good Karma blog. I follow her on Instagram. I think I reply to every single one of her stories. She's just so delightful. We have the same taste in television. I was like, I got to have you on the show. Carmen, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
My pleasure. I'm so happy to have you here. So one of the things that you and I chat about in the DMs, you are currently on a Parenthood rewatch.
Yes. So Parenthood came out in like 2010 and I watched it on TV almost every, I guess, I don't remember what day it came on, but every week with my mom and my sister. I haven't watched it since then. So it's been almost 10 years since I've watched it and it's so good. It makes me cry like almost every episode.
Yes.
Yeah. And I forgot almost everything that happened. So
that's like so ideal, right? Mm-hmm. I love like a rewatch where you're like, I don't have the script memorized yet, but I also don't need to like relearn everyone's names. Like you're like right in that like very comfortable medium. I always describe Parenthood as like This Is Us is better, sadder, older sibling.
Yeah. So because I was like, is it just as good as This Is Us? Or like because This Is Us is more, you know, fresh in my memory. And I was like, Parenthood is like, it's different in a way because I feel like the storylines are a little bit more realistic. Like This Is Us, you're like, wait, Randall's going to New Orleans to meet his, what is happening?
And also This Is Us is so like, are you crying yet? Are you crying? Have we made you cry yet? Are you crying yet?
Yeah.
And Parenthood is like, I just made me cry. Like I just, everything made me cry about Parenthood.
Yeah, I know all the different storylines and everything, but yeah, Parenthood is good. It's, I love all the different characters. And it's interesting because I watched it the first time when I was in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. And now I'm in my 30s. And my opinions have like changed on different things. I remember the first or second season when Crosby slept with Max's
Minka Kelly.
Minka Kelly. First I was like, how is this happening? She is too pretty for you. The other part of me was like, what's the big deal? Like, it's okay. Like, just move on. And now as a 30-year-old, I'm like, I cannot believe
you kidding me? Yeah. Oh, 100%. And I also find myself empathize. I don't have children, but I find myself empathizing with all the parents when like Sydney gets her snotty, when Sydney starts becoming such a snot, I'm like, oh my God, I would have drop kicked her to boarding school so fast. I don't think she bothered me as much when I was like watching it when it aired.
I don't think so either. Sydney. Yeah. Sydney is maybe my nemesis.
Totally.
An enemy of mine. I don't know. I've never watched a character that brings up such a reaction, especially a child being a teacher. I'm like, what's happening to me?
Yes.
But it's really tough to watch.
I assume none of your students are little Sydneys.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pleading the fifth.
They're great.
Of course. Of course. Yeah. If you guys aren't familiar with Parenthood, it is basically an NBC primetime tearjerker from 2010. It ran for 6 seasons about a family who lives in kind of like the suburbs of San Francisco. They all live in the same town, essentially, and their lives are inextricably intertwined. And Lauren Graham is in it. And mm-hmm. She's tolerable as a character that is not Lorelai Gilmore. I kind of started watching that show thinking, like, am I just going to see and hear Lorelai Gilmore and be sort of like not able to really commit to this? But she's great.
Yeah. And I compare her a lot to Lorelai and how the characters are kind of similar, like single mother, yes. kind of like is a little all over the place. And men just like fall over themselves for her.
That's right.
And for Amber. I'm like, what? Like people just look at you and then it's like attraction.
Yes. Amber is her daughter, played by Mae Whitman. So talented.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just everything about the show is so good. Do you have a favorite character who's like in your foxhole with you from parenthood? Mm-hmm. If you could only pick one child, one adult.
Okay, one child, one adult. Yes. And definitely not Sydney.
Yes, Sydney is gone. We have written Sydney out of the show.
Yeah, she's been voted off the island. Definitely Christina. I feel like Christina, even when I watched it 10 years ago, I loved Christina. I still love Christina. I love when she gets her little attitude and yes. she's always so mad. Sometimes I'm like, girl, calm down.
Yeah. Like, yeah. But then you're like, you know, she's got a lot of stuff on her plate. Of course she's mad.
She does. And I used to love Adam, but watching it as an adult, I'm like, oh gosh, he gets so worked up.
He's so neurotic.
Yeah.
I think Christina, she's great.
I think Amber is my favorite child. As like towards the end, she becomes an adult, but mm-hmm. I just liked her character arc and just how she grows and her relationship with her cousins mm-hmm. and just like, I don't know. She seems so like Mae Whitman seems like so comfortable in the role. Like, I'm like, are you just playing yourself? Like,
right.
I don't know. She seems like such a good person off screen. And yeah. I think that really transfers into her role as Amber.
Yeah.
So
I'm also a Christina fan. I think I would take Max or Hattie with me. I love Amber, but I love Hattie. I think Hattie's really funny. Hattie is so relatable. I think that was the kind of teenager I was. Like, just mm-hmm. a little, like, thought I was, you know, smarter than I was. And mm-hmm. kind of like, you know, manipulating my parents into thinking I was doing one thing while I was doing another. But then I just love Max. I just think Max is an excellent character. Mae Whitman, actually, I get very into like a 90s Lifetime movie moment. Mm-hmm. And I found on YouTube, like someone had like uploaded, like not great quality. No, not even good quality. Bad quality 90s Lifetime movies, but like in a whole playlist, like in their entirety. So it's like all those movies.
She's in Lifetime movies?
She was in a movie called there's like two, like genders of Lifetime movie. One is like bad actors, bad storyline, and one is good actors, mm-hmm. bad storyline. And you always try to want to find like good actors, bad storyline, because then they're more believable and you're like, wow, this person's like an excellent actor. This script is horrible. But she was, when she was 10 years old, or maybe even a little younger, in this movie called The Invisible Child, with Rita Wilson and Victor Garber, about a mother who,
oh my God.
Yes. And it like came up and it was like starring Rita Wilson. Amazing. And then I heard this tiny little kid's voice and I looked over at the screen and it's tiny little Mae Whitman. And I'm like, sold. Like, this is my new favorite movie. The storyline is, Rita Wilson has two children, but believes she has three. She has a daughter named Rebecca, who's Mae Whitman. She's 10. She has a son named Sam. He's 4. But she also believes that she has a daughter.
This is ringing a bell.
Is it coming back
this
to you?
Yeah.
She has a daughter named Maggie, who is not, you know, an invisible daughter named Maggie, who is 5. This is what I mean by bad storyline, good actors. The storyline has like several thousand plot holes in it. Like, it makes... Yeah. No sense. It also like paints mental health in a very 1997 picture. Like, you kind of are we've made many strides in talking about and dealing with mental health. It's very like, crazy lady, like, which you just wouldn't do today. But because they're all such fantastic actors, you're like, wow, this movie, did it win an Oscar? Did it win a Golden Globe?
It should have won something. Wasn't there a show Mae Whitman was on where she, it was like, I think it was maybe from Arrested Development was in it too. And it was a TV show where Mae Whitman played, like she was from a Catholic family, and maybe from Arrested Development, I can't remember her name now. She was from a Jewish family. They lived across the street, and it was definitely like another
State of Grace
movie, like State of Grace.
Is that
yes.
it?
I think yeah, one of their names was Grace or something.
Oh yes, yes, yes. Okay, yes. It's the two 12-year-old girls. One of them is Catholic. Mm-hmm. One of them is Jewish. Mm-hmm. Yes,
and they like beat all odds and become friends, and it's just kind of crazy, you know, how the 90s is all about that.
Yeah, right. It's like, can you believe it? You know what I always think about? Were you a Babysitter's Club fan?
Yes, 100%.
Do you remember how they were like, Mallory and Jesse are best friends, but Jesse's black and Mallory's white? Like every single book would be like,
they're best friends.
But you guys are, hold on to your butts, you guys. You're not going to believe this. Mallory's white and Jesse's black, but they're still best friends. They were shoving that. I remember being like, oh my God. Like, okay.
We get it.
Yeah, we get it.
And then there's Claudia Kishi.
Right.
Is that what her name is?
Yes, with almond shaped eyes. That's what they would say in every book. And she would eat so much junk food, but her skin was amazing. Babysitter's Club had a really great, it was like so diverse, but in like the worst stereotypes possible. Like it was so wild that they'd be like, Claudia Kishi with the almond shaped eyes. Like no wonder our generation is all like fucked up about like talking about race. Like this
We're
is
like,
what we
can we talk about it? Like when it was talked about, it was really weird. It made us feel weird.
Weird. I don't know. I say this all the time when nostalgia stuff comes up. I'm like, I have a lot of hope for the next generation because we got a little screwed. Not as screwed as our parents and not as screwed as their parents. But we still got screwed in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Well, even watching Parenthood back, I was like, oh, some of these stereotypes are a little awkward to see, but they were trying their best.
Right.
For the time.
What popped up for you that like was very noticeable?
Oh, okay. So when Adam and Crosby, they're two of the brothers and the Braverman family, open up their recording studio, the Luncheonette.
Yes.
They get this rapper to, I think he's like the first person to record there. And he's like rolling deep, has all these guys. He's like, has all these girls around his house. And I'm just like, why is like, and there's only one other like main black character or two, Jasmine and Jabbar.
Scratch everything I said. Jabbar in the trenches with me.
Jabbar, he's so relaxed.
Yes, they are the only other two black characters. So it felt like a little like, ooh, like.
Yeah, well, it's like, okay, the next black person we see is going to be this like stereotypical like rapper guy.
Right.
Same dog, and then Adam like dresses up kind of like
right,
and it looks like he was like in Sean John, like he went to P. Diddy's house.
Yeah, he was wearing like FUBU. Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I look good, and I was just like, oh, this is cringy.
It was so cringy, but it also to me, and as a white woman also, like it also kind of felt true to the mindset of maybe your progressive San Francisco 40-something year old white man who's like, yeah, like what I think this is, like I'm hip and I'm with it, and like yeah, I love rappers, like I'm not racist. Like it almost felt like I was like, I don't know if they're like in on their own joke, like is this part of it? Or like you know what I mean? It was like a little like oh okay, I could totally. We all know like a friend's dad who was like an Adam.
It was like, yeah, I have friends' parents who are like that so well-meaning and just like with it, but I'll kind of need to slip it into conversations like, I voted for Barack Obama. Right. I'm just like, okay, I get it.
I mean, that is like a pivotal moment in Jordan Peele's Get Out. Like, that's the last mm-hmm. thing the dad says.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, I would have voted for Obama a third time. And then things go really wrong. So white people need to stop saying that. Like,
stop saying it.
No more. We get it. You love Kamala. Okay. Amazing. And then there's also, you know, the other black character they had on the show is Hattie's love interest, which I love. You and I talked about that a little bit. I hope you guys, if you haven't watched Parenthood and you're like, what the hell are they talking about? We're talking about the best show that was ever on television and is currently streaming, I think, either on Netflix or Hulu, right?
It's on Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's like funny moments, heartwarming moments. It's not like provoking you to cry, kind of like This Is Us is.
Yeah.
But it's just like more just emotional because you can relate to it. But it's so good, y'all. It's so good.
So please, like, we haven't spoiled anything for you. But
hopefully not,
but I hope that this is convincing you to watch. But Hattie, who is Christina and Adam's oldest child, meets this guy at what is his name again? It's Michael B. Jordan. Like, hello.
Alex, right?
Yes. Yeah. They meet because she's volunteering at the homeless shelter that her grandma helps out with. And so she are like, but Alex is black and Hattie, and he's like 19, which is kind of a big deal when you're 16. I think it's like statutory rape, technically.
Yeah, just a tad. I was like, wait, I didn't know he was that old.
Yeah.
When this came out.
Yes, mm-hmm. Like there's like levels to it. But I thought that was a really interesting storyline. I just wish there was like a little bit more diversity on that show.
Yeah, I think they definitely try, but it's hard when it's like centers a white family. They tried to throw in like white and black relationships and different things like that. And so I get it, but I think nowadays it probably would have been done a little bit differently. Maybe, I don't know. It's hard to to make a multiracial cast when you're like, let's center a white family and it's all about them.
Yeah, it definitely has to start with the like not centering the white family.
Yeah, but I did like their relationship, but again, and not to make everything about race, but I was just like, why does he have all the issues any person could have?
Yes, we talked about this.
He was like, had a record.
Yes. You guys, he was like homeless. He didn't finish high school. He's a recovering alcoholic. He had a record.
Yeah.
The guy is 19. Like, he was busy. Like, he had a lot of stuff. Like, you're too young to have all of these things. But yeah, they gave it all to him.
They gave it all to him. And they were trying to like add it to the storyline. And I get that because Parenthood likes to talk about the issues and talk about things like that and the stigmas around having a record and everything, but it would kind of like all grew into this huge problem and then it kind of just went away.
Yes. It was like, yeah, exactly. It was like, this arc, and then we move on. Yeah, you guys, you have to watch. There's something so comforting about rewatching a show like that where you're like, wow, I have like many seasons ahead of me. I don't, you know, there it can be a show where you're sort of on your phone maybe for half an episode and like just sort of like half listening because you're like, I've already seen this.
Yeah.
There's nothing I like less than a television show I can't look at my phone during. I'm just going to be honest. It's like a lot to ask of me.
You have to pay attention to all 45 minutes.
Yeah.
You're like, this is a lot.
I really, it's just difficult. I always find myself rewatching kind of the same like seasons of like a Real Housewives or Law and Order, or like right now I'm going through a big Beverly Hills 90210 rewatch, which you ever watch?
I've never watched it. I think I watched like a little bit, but I never really got into it.
Well,
I know there was a remake that came out too. You talking about the original?
No, I'm talking
one?
About the original. Please. Okay. I'm a purist. No, I'm talking about 1990 Beverly Hills 90210. When you finish Parenthood, and I think you're coming to the end if you haven't already finished, right?
I'm in season six. Okay. So yeah, I've got a few more episodes.
I have a recommendation for you when you're done. And there's 10 seasons of 90210. And I'm hoping.
Oh my gosh.
I'm looking for a commitment in my life. You know what I mean? I'm like, will this carry me through? And I'm really going to try to push myself through. One of the things I like about Parenthood, I know I just cut myself off, but would you agree that all six seasons are very strong and the show never really falls off the wagon?
No. Yeah, I completely agree. Because I was waiting. I was like, I wonder what happens in season five, because I couldn't really remember.
Right.
Still so good. And like during seasons one through four, you're just captivated. Good storylines. It's not like over the top crazy or, you know, people having twins. I feel like there's always twins involved.
Someone's going into labor in an elevator, or like all of a sudden half the cast is gone and there's all these like new people and you're like, who are they?
The whole cast stayed.
That's what happens in 90210. Like by the time you get to like season six, you're like, wait a minute, none of these people were here in season one. Like,
oh really?
I mean, kind of, but also it was a different time. I kind of maintain that most shows should really only run for like three or four really strong seasons, cut them off and keep me wanting more. Cause like, there's nothing worse than being like, I'm tapping out, even though I've been so committed.
It's really tough to watch. And then you're committed and you have to waste your time watching. Right. Which is what happened with me in The Bachelor.
Yes.
And now I'm 20 seasons in.
Right. And you can't, you guys, Carmen and I have real problems. Okay. This is like, these are
very real problems.
Yeah. These are the real issues of the day. It is true. I mean, I gave up on The Bachelor. I love Bachelor in Paradise because I love chaos. The Bachelor, there's only so many times I can hear a woman say, like, I think he's going to be my husband, having spent 7 minutes with the one person. I'm like, I don't think he's gonna be your husband, babe. Like the odds are against you. I know it's hard to hear. Are you watching Katie's season?
I watched the first two episodes and then I just come back in for Hometowns.
Okay.
So that's kind of my rhythm with it.
I love that.
I listen to podcasts just to keep up, to see like who's being messy in the house.
Yes. Who is
like obviously a front runner, and then I come back in like I've been watching the entire thing.
Oh wow. Clearly you're a seasoned professional. What was your favorite?
Time for this exactly right.
We learn all the guys' names, we see their first impressions. Let's see, like, let's get the villain out of the way. Like, let's get to Hometowns.
Can we see all of that? No.
What's your favorite? Who's your favorite Bachelor or Bachelorette like season?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, my favorite one is probably Rachel Lindsay, but her season wasn't my favorite.
Right.
I really liked Sean Lowe's season. Mm.
And they're still married, right? That's like one of the one success stories.
Yeah. I liked all the girls in that season. And oh, gosh, who else? Emily. Her season was interesting. I mean, JoJo. They're all kind of interesting in their own way. I used to like Hannah Brown, but...
And my sister are big Hannah Brown fans, but I didn't watch that season.
I like her season.
Yeah, I love JoJo. The last time I really sat down and I also think because of social media and other podcasts, it's like I haven't watched a full season in like 10 years, but I know I'm like, oh, that guy. Well, first of all, they all look alike.
Right?
So I could not. All the men look alike to me. I have like face blindness with Bachelor contestants. I'm like, you're all the same person. And I always think the women are too good for the men that they pick. But the last time I watched a full season was, do you remember Jake's season and Vienna? Whole mess. That was like legit abuse on television.
He was terrible to her, right?
Yeah. They like got together. And then remember they did the like after the final rose and he was basically like, shut the fuck. Like he was like yelling at, they were, it was horrible.
Gosh.
It's on YouTube. Another thing that's on YouTube, you guys. He was a monster. And I remember thinking, I feel icky.
Icky watching him. There's been a few that you're just like, I mean, Juan Pablo, I think everyone comes to mind.
Yeah, Juan Pablo.
It was so terrible to watch. Oh, Ryan and Trista. Trista was my absolute favorite.
The number, yes.
I think their wedding was one of the first ones that aired, yeah. and it was all pink. And I was like, that's going to be my wedding. This yeah. was like in 2004, 2002.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. I was like, I want an all pink wedding like Trista yeah. and Ryan.
that was like when I would watch like The Parent Trap. I remember like the montage where they're doing the Elizabeth James photo shoot and the brides are wearing top hats. And I'm like, I want to wear a top hat for my wedding. Oh my
gosh, I know. I know. I just got married in March and I would send my sister like me like photoshopped into different photos and like with the top hat. I'm like, should I wear a top yes. hat for the wedding? Should I wear gloves for the wedding up yes. to my elbow?
Of course. Like, the answer is always yes. So the answer is always, should I arrive in a horse-drawn carriage for my wedding? Congratulations. You know, I don't think I realized that you got married so recently. I knew you were married, but I didn't realize your wedding yeah. was just a few months ago.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I keep sharing wedding photos. So no, if y'all follow me, sorry, beautiful. I love to share my wedding photos. Yeah, in March, like so right on the end of like, I guess it's still like considered COVID weddings. I would consider it, but like right on the end before everyone vaccinated. Started getting vaccinated. Yeah. We had a really small wedding and it was great.
That's
and
amazing.
Everybody joined in through Zoom. A lot of our other nice. Family and friends. But it was good. You I'm glad it's out of the way though.
Are, yes. You guys are such a cute couple. I love looking at the pictures. Keep them coming. I oh, felt you. That way after my wedding too. I was like, I don't remember any of it. I never want to do this again. Like, I'm glad we did it. I love these photos. Like, I'm glad it's over. Like,
it was a lot during COVID to plan during the pandemic. And then 2 weeks before our wedding, we had that crazy ice storm here in Texas.
Right.
Yeah. And so we had a pipe burst. And so our whole house was flooded. 2 weeks before the wedding, we were like pulling up carpet, putting down new flooring, and then driving to Louisiana, where I'm from, where we're both from, for the wedding, like right after doing all of that. It was insane.
Oh,
was
like, my God.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I think I
lot.
Was so traumatized during the wedding. Yeah, it was a lot. Oh, I was like, I am wow. so glad this is over. I need... Now I'm just looking forward to like everything else. I'm like, I...
Now you're married.
I'm looking forward to married life, yeah.
Yeah, now it's just like yeah. fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not always fun, word to the wise, but like I would say 90% of the time it's really fun. Wow, that's wild. That is so stressful.
It definitely was, and I would never relive that again because I was just tired answering emails about wedding stuff, and I was like, I don't even care about the wedding stuff. I just I'm wondering if we're gonna make it through this freeze.
Yes, that without- yeah.
We were cut off from everything Ooh. For a week, I guess. And it was just, that was just scary already.
Yeah.
Then everything else added on top of it, which is also like, I can't think about anything else.
Yeah. Texas is not prepared for that kind of weather. This is what, like when I lived in New York, when you get half a foot of snow in New York or a foot of snow in New York, things shut down, right? Like they mm-hmm. close the schools. There's like infrastructure in place, but people really freak at that much snow. Meanwhile, like yeah. in Buffalo, they're like, we go to school in like 5 feet of weather. It's like all about what your infrastructure really? Is prepared okay. for. And it's like, mm-hmm. well, what's expected? So like, you know, out here in California, if it drizzles, people are like, I don't want to drive in the rain. I'm like, it's not, you're at a level one on the windshield wipers. Like we're not even cranking it.
It's like,
yeah, you go on the freeway in California when it rains. I will have to take a video next time. People are like losing their minds. It is drizzling really? And people have their like hazards on, like driving 5 miles an hour. I'm like, what are you doing? It's just a little water. Oh, it's barely wet. And I can't even imagine Texas getting that kind of weather. There's like no preparation in place for that. Like you don't know
There's
what to
no
do.
Preparation. Yeah. We had no clue what to do. I was like, okay, I know we run our faucets. That was about the only thing.
I wouldn't
but
even
we
know
weren't-
to do that.
Yeah. And like, so we're both from Louisiana. So we've done hurricanes. Okay. We've done power outages. Okay. We're used to that. Filling up the bathtub,
sure.
like keeping buckets of water.
All the hits. Yeah.
All those things. Yeah. And, I was like, but what do you do when it's cold? And
right.
what do you do when you don't have a generator? Oh. And yeah, just all these things that we just didn't know what to do. And obviously the whole state.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma and Louisiana didn't know what to do. So we were just all
You'll never forget
on
it.
An island.
It'll be
I will
yeah,
never
exactly.
forget it. Meanwhile, when hurricanes came in Louisiana, we were like, let's go to the levee and watch the water rise. Yeah. We're like, oh, okay.
Right. No big deal. Exactly. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like you know what to do when you're prepared for something. Meanwhile, when like a hurricane came to New York, it like showed up on a Tuesday, but I was already like under my bed the Saturday prior and I had already eaten like three pizzas. I was like, oh my God, like I'm not leaving the house. And like real hurricane people were like, this is how you, we had no water. We had like a lot of wine and like Chinese food. And I was like, we're going to make it. Like, bad idea. We took no precautions. Great. Awesome. It's when you're 22. But yeah, like, yeah, when a hurricane comes to Louisiana, you're like, okay, like this beast I can handle. This I understand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No problem. We're just like out on the porch drinking coffee, watching the sky turn black.
Sure. And as one does. Like, this is, yeah.
Yeah. And we're like asking the neighbors, you going to leave? You going to head out of town? Everyone's like, no, we're going to wait it through. And we're like, okay, us too.
Yeah. Yeah. When we're dealing here in California, like fire season's upon us and that's new for Dan and I. Cause like we're not used to that. And last summer was like a real, like we didn't have like a go bag. And then finally, after talking to a neighbor who was very casually like, yeah, I mean like, you know, we just filled up the car with gas just in case we have to evacuate. And I was like, oh yeah, us too, definitely. And I ran inside. I'm like, we need a car and a gas and all this stuff. Like, you don't know. I mean, like, people who know what they have to do. Apparently, no one's going to come to the new people in California's house and be like, excuse me, ma'am. Like,
yeah, there's not like a neighborhood welcome committee that prepares you for this.
I would have appreciated that. I clearly needed it. Truly. Did you guys do a honeymoon?
We haven't yet. So we did a little mini moon here in Texas in this town called Fredericksburg, which is like Texas wine country.
Nice.
It's actually surprisingly beautiful. I had no clue. Texas had this area of like rolling hills. It's kind of like out near Austin. So we passed through Austin to get to it.
Amazing.
But yeah, it was really nice. We visited all these different vineyards and just got to unwind literally after weeks of terror, but we didn't get to go anywhere yet because of all the travel restrictions at the time, but we're planning on doing our honeymoon for our first year anniversary.
Smart. So, do you know where you want to go? Do you guys have places in mind?
We have several places in mind. Well, our plan was to go to Costa Rica. So I think we still kind of want to do that.
Lovely.
But now I've been watching a lot of TikToks about Austria. And I'm like, I think I want to go to Austria. And my parents have been several times. So I'm like, cool. I think we should go to Austria. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I bet that sounds really awesome. Mm-hmm. I think you should do Costa Rica to Austria. It might not be the most convenient trip, but it's your honeymoon. You do what you want to do.
Both.
Yeah. Everyone does it. It's totally fine.
For Costa Rica.
Perfect. I think that is a perfect. I think it's great to wait a little while because it's something to look forward to.
It is. And now, like, just imagining, like, and thinking about how I was mentally after the wedding and the freeze and everything else, I was like, I was not prepared to go on a vacation. I wouldn't have even enjoyed it because it would have just been another layer of stress, honestly. Like, I needed to get home. We had like a little weekend here at the house to like put everything back into place because our floors had just been done. And then we left on our little mini moon.
Nice.
And still, I was just like, I just want massages. Like, I don't want to do anything. Just want to drink wine and be like, what just happened
to
us?
And like sleep. It's really true. I spent the day after my wedding crying, like the entire day, because I was it was an exhausted cry. Like, I was so tired. And it happened. And it's almost like you black out. Like, I don't remember much of it. And then it's like you want to text everyone and be like, did you have a good time? Like, was it fun? Did you have enough food? Because I'm like, I remember like bursts of the day, but not like, you know, everyone says like, take it all in. It goes so fast. It's really true. It goes so fast. You got to take it all in. I don't remember. And I just thought, wow, like we went to Miami 2 days after our wedding. Similar. We were like, we're just going to go to a nice hotel and no pressure to do anything, but like sit by the pool and read, because I didn't want to go to a place and be like extra guilty if I like couldn't like get out of bed and like do activities.
Yeah. Like I just want to like go to waste. Kind
right.
of.
Or like, yeah, I just like, I couldn't take that pressure. It's like, so, but it was great to just be like, I'm going to lay in this hotel room all day, or I'm going to go lay down by the pool and like no one needs me anywhere and I'm fine. But it's an emotional like endeavor. And
it was an emotional time. And I just really didn't even like understand. I think especially because we did have a smaller wedding and a lot of my friends I don't have a friend group that are like all friends with each other. Like they all know of each other, but it's just like, they're just all from different parts of my life yeah. and different areas of the country and just, you know, and they're all coming together and I'm like, oh, okay. I've got to be on for, you know,
you have to like manage it. Yeah.
Yeah. Who just paid money and took flights to be with us that weekend. I'm like, I don't want them to feel left out. And so while I wanted to be like this bride who was just like being pampered and doted on, I was like, that's just not me. And I just can't sit back and just like let things go. So it was kind of like a little bit more pressure in that way than I was, you know, thinking about what was going to happen. Aaron, on the other hand, my dad like pampered Aaron and I was like, what's going on? My dad was like, do you think like Aaron wants to do golf with the guys while the girls are getting ready? And I was like, no, y'all need to be getting ready.
Yeah, right. Golf.
He was like,
excuse
but
you.
It's not going to take us all day like y'all. And I was like, that's so unfair. Yeah. So they like went and played golf and did stuff, like got drinks afterwards. And Aaron got to go home and take a nap. And then he got ready for the wedding. Meanwhile, I'm answering my parents' door at 7 a.m. letting people in.
Yes.
I'm like, what in the world? This is crazy.
The men have it so easy. All they have to do is shower and put on their little outfit. And like,
that's all I have to do.
Yeah. My ceremony started at 7 p.m. And I think at like 1 p.m., like everything, like I was in a chair, like butt in a chair. And like there were like people around me doing hair, makeup,
did
and stuff.
Stuff.
I don't know what Dan was doing, but it wasn't that. Like, I think he was honestly hanging out with his friends or like doing something crazy. But yeah,
how long have y'all been married?
2.5 years. We got married in February 2019. Yeah.
Oh.
It was great, but it's just, it like goes by so fast. But you're right, it's so much management. It's so much like delegating and, you know, answering questions and like people asking you on the day of like things that you like can't process. Like I remember one of my friends was like, the best advice I can give you is like, turn off your phone on your wedding day and like don't turn it on until the day after, because there will always be someone who texts you being like, what time's the ceremony? Like text someone else. Look,
send me that link again.
Right, exactly. Do you think like, is this dress okay? Like do not, you're going to get sucked into like answering people's like, you know, minutia and they'll text you because they don't realize, you know what I mean? And it was a great piece of advice, but I remember like turning my phone on the next day and my friend was right. There were like texts from the day before that were like, is this the right place? Is it this address or is it this? And I'm like,
you think I'm gonna be
like walking down the aisle on my phone being like, yeah,
earlier.
Totally. Do you have any friends at this wedding? Text them. But it's a lot of like fussing. But
yeah,
then you get
is.
Those pictures back and you're like, it was a good day.
The pictures really do make it worth it. I'm like, thank goodness we spent thousands of dollars on this photographer, because it makes me feel like it was all worth it.
That's amazing.
It just came out beautiful and I don't know. It makes it feel very dreamy when some aspects weren't that dreamy.
Yeah.
I had someone message me the day after the wedding because I did the same thing, like wasn't on my phone. And they were like, couldn't really hear you over the, had like a microphone or something. You did. Maybe it was on your part. I don't know what I can do about that. But like, you're lucky you were invited.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're like, okay, what am I going to do about that now? Like, oh, thanks so much for the feedback. Yeah. Like, we're actually not doing this. That wasn't like a rehearsal. Like, oh, like, yeah, for the next show, we'll give the feedback to the director. Like, what benefit? Oh, yeah, we couldn't X, Y, and Z. It's like, all right, well, that was our one shot. So,
I'm so sorry.
Hope it was good.
I was like, it wasn't really a production. They just wanted y'all to feel like you were a part. So, Thanks for letting me know. There's always my friends who are getting married over Zoom.
But... I'll put that in the suggestion box for the next bride. Thanks so much. That is so funny and like so typical. So typical. So Carmen, I gotta know. You have amazing taste. You have amazing style. So I'm very excited. I think one of the first things I don't remember how I started following you or how we started following each other, but you were posting like a Target haul of dresses that you got. And I literally bought like four of them. I was like, yes.
Oh, it was probably during the like dress, the designer the, like, collaboration. Rexo.
Yes. Yeah. It was great.
I was like really excited about that. And then I saw the dresses and I was like, how am I going to make this work? Mm-hmm. Because I love all those designers, but I was like, is this my style? But I've ended up wearing the dresses that I got. Like I've worn them like at least probably like every other week.
Oh, that's perfect.
The different things. Yeah. That's yeah. Amazing. And I love dresses. Those are like, it's my like dress season.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that dresses are coming, making a comeback.
Yeah. Well, it's I'm just happy like your clothes are making a comeback. Like, I'm excited to be wearing jeans again. It's amazing. Well, I was like, I'm very influenced. And so now I'm like so excited to hear what you brought to G Thanks Just Bought It. I know that you had a couple of items. I think we're going to talk about more than one. But which one do you want to start with? Like, what are we kicking off with?
Because we were just talking about the wedding.
Yes.
So I'll start off with this little like lock necklace that I got for my dress our rehearsal dinner. I wanted something. I didn't have any jewelry really to wear for that night. And I wanted something with my new last name initial on it. And so I got on Amazon. I got this like little lock necklace that was sent the next day. I don't know how it came so quickly. But I was able to wear it to our rehearsal dinner and I've been wearing it ever since. And it's like the number one thing I get compliments on.
Wow.
Like on Instagram and in real life. And people love it so much. And I love it just because it has my little new last name initial on it. And it's very dainty and delicate and cute. But it's inexpensive.
And the quality and it actually, is like, good. Fits
my neck. Yeah, the quality is good. I wear it in the shower.
Oh, wow.
I wear it while I'm teaching and I'm like outside a lot and it hasn't broken. That's one of the things that like for me, for teaching, I teach younger students.
Yes.
So I'm like, I never know when something's going to break or get pulled on or something. It hasn't tarnished and I've worn it in the shower quite frequently.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, yeah. And it's so inexpensive, but it's really cute. And everyone, whenever I tell them, it's from Amazon, they're like, I thought this was actually like an expensive piece of jewelry from a jewelry company.
I'm looking at it right now. It looks like, it says it's $12.95, which is like so inexpensive. And it looks like really pretty. Like it looks like not $12.95.
Yeah, and there's a cursive letter on one side and the other one is more like century gothic.
Yes.
font. But it's a cute little initial and I have one with Jay for my new last name. I still haven't changed my last name. I'm going to.
Okay.
And then I have another one with C on it. So whenever I guess switch it up for whatever mood I'm in.
Nice. Oh, you were like, I'm getting them in bulk. Do you wear them at the same time at all?
I haven't, but I need to. I just haven't mastered my necklaces, like not getting tangled up together. I watch people's stories and I'm like, how are their necklaces not tangled up right now? I need to know their secret.
I honestly feel the same way. Like I watch Emily Schumann of Cupcakes and Cashmere is like a big one she's like, I wear my jewelry all the time. I wear all my jewelry into the shower. And I'm like, I wear two necklaces at once and I am strangling myself. Like within 10 minutes, they're literally wrapped around my neck, cutting off my circulation. I know that there are all of these products that you like hook. Have you seen that there's like it's like three different hooks and then they clasp together? But I still don't understand how they don't wrap around in the front. Because that's...
I don't know either. I don't understand how these girls perform magic with their necklaces. And I need to know, like, do they not move their neck a lot? Am I too animated when I talk? Like, what's going on?
They must
not move.
If you are a magic girl out there who doesn't tangle your necklaces or found out the special trick, please let us know. We're desperate. I want to be a magic girl too. I'm one necklace at a time. Mm-hmm. And every time I try, it's always like, should have known better. It's you should have known better.
Like, well, when you leave the house and you think you're so cute, but then you're talking to somebody and you see them like looking down at your neck and you're like, oh crap, my neck was a little tangled.
The back is in the front. Like, right, your face is turning like blue. You're not getting enough air. It's totally, you know, it's totally, totally true. It's such a cute necklace. I love costume jewelry so much. And I feel like all of these Instagram ads are always showing me like elevated costume jewelry that's like, you know, at a, you know, a mid-level price point or whatever. But for the trend of like wearing a lot of different types of jewelry, I need pieces like this. Like, if I'm going to buy like one $90 necklace, I'm going to buy one $90 necklace. And then I'm going to want other things that are like complimentary, but not $90. So
exactly.
This is a nice option.
Yeah. And it fits a lot of people's budgets. And I also like it because when I travel, I don't feel like I have to be so cautious with it. I'm like, I don't have to like, you know, make sure I'm like wrapping it up in a special tissue paper at night when I don't have it on, or like feel like if it gets broken, I'm going to be upset. Like, I can just travel with it and not care.
Totally. Yeah. I'm looking at now, I linked it in the show notes. I was going to also say that Honeycat is a brand that does sort of affordable jewelry. They sell on Amazon, but I also know they sell on their own. I bought for my wedding. They do like stackable gold rings. And I didn't want any jewelry on besides my engagement ring and my wedding band that, like, just in case something fell off. I just didn't want there to be any sentimental pieces beyond the rings because, you know, you never know. And Honeycat makes never all these know. Really cute, dainty little pieces and
how cute.
They're really cute. I'll send you a link, but it's like a pack of like six rings. I have like very thick fingers because they are the hands of a child. I do not, you know how like some women have like really long, like lean looking hands and they look like a woman's hands. I can only describe my hands as like
a woman's hands.
I have like a fifth grader's hands. Like, I don't think like my hands ever left middle school. They're like so fleshy. Anyway, it's a very size inclusive ring situation, which I appreciate because often,
I appreciate that too, yeah.
Often it's like, oh, a size 5 ring. And I'm like, my pinky ring, I can't even get that. Like, it's just not going to work for
my
me.
Pinky.
And it came in a pack of six. And I think by the end of my wedding night, I had 3 left. Like, they like flew off my hands at one point and I didn't really care. So it's a nice thing to add, but you're right. Like, if something were to happen, you know, you could always get a replacement and you wouldn't be breaking the bank for it.
Yeah. It's not something you have to worry about while you're doing something else that is more important.
I'm especially convinced by you wearing it in the shower and it not tarnishing, because like, I would be afraid that it would turn my neck like green.
Yeah, no, and that's what I was wondering was going to happen, but it hasn't done that. But also, I'm in Texas and I'm outside a lot, you know, especially teaching on recess duty, and nothing has happened like while I'm sweating and like gross. So I've been very surprised.
I love that. Surprised. Okay, great. All right. That's a really good one.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And what is the next thing that you brought?
Okay, the next thing is something that's new to me. I just got, I think it's pronounced Lavoit air purifier.
Ooh.
And I got it because, so we have a dog that's my husband's dog. He's had for a while. Now he's ours. And then I also just recently got a bunny.
That's right. You did.
that I'm obsessed with because I'm not ready to have children, but I need something to take care of.
So, got it.
The cutest little bunny. I'm actually like watching him right now.
Honey bun.
I was worried that our house was just going to smell like animal. And so I read all these different reviews, got this air purifier, and I've become obsessed.
Wow.
And what I've really noticed, it does help with the odor, but mainly because my dog sheds so much, I've noticed a lot less dog hair just kind of floating around like a tumbleweed in our house when I go like a couple of days without vacuuming.
That's nice.
And I also like it because I have friends who come over who are allergic to pets, and I want to try and keep the air as clean as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But what really sold me was when I went to change the filter. I was like, oh, it's catching a lot of stuff. Oh. And I had to like, I guess I've had it for a little bit over a month, and I had to like vacuum off the filter. And I was just really amazed by how much like little particles it had caught within the filter. And then you can also buy other filters I read that are specifically for pet odors and pet allergies.
Oh, cool.
So I think it's those filters are, the fabric is like a little closer together, so it catches more particles in the air and things like that. I don't know the scientific terms for it.
I get it. No,
yeah, I've just been impressed, and I feel like my house smells so fresh, and that's what I want.
I'm with you on that. I'm looking at the Levoit air purifier on Amazon right now via your link. It's very sleek looking. It's very like sleek and chic. It's also on sale currently as we're talking. It's $108. Awesome. I think you said it was $120. It specifically mentions pet hair, which is super important. I have a Dyson air purifier that we are trying out from Dyson, full disclosure, from Dyson. And I didn't pay for it. And one of the things is because it's fire season and because the air quality in California can get really, really bad. But also we have a dog and two cats. And when you said pet hair rolling like tumbleweeds through your house, I felt that on an emotional level. One of the cat. Also, you guys, full disclosure, when Carmen was thinking about names for the bunny, I was like, oh, you should name it Kevin, because I think every animal should be named Kevin. One of my cats is named Kevin. I always feel like I'm vacuuming the freaking hair. It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And after I'm done vacuuming, everywhere, I turn around and there's like, I'm like, how did you get there? Like, why is, how
it's
is it
so
there again? I didn't
it's
realize
so
that air purifiers help with that issue. I don't know why I didn't realize that, but that's amazing.
I didn't realize that either. And I feel like I'm out.
It's like, it's kind of, I'm looking at the ads right now. Some of the, like Amazon, like graphic design is always like, just like weird kind of scaling. Like you really don't know what you're looking at. They show the purifier on a coffee table. Like where in your house do you keep yours? And do you move it around based on wherever your animals are?
Yeah, I'm in our like study / bunny room, but I was like, I don't think I need it. The bunny really doesn't produce a lot of smells.
Okay.
It's just kind of there.
Yeah.
And so I've moved it into our living room. It's kind of hidden in a corner. Like I have a fiddle leaf fig tree.
Yes.
And it's kind of like behind that, but kind of with enough room on all sides, but it's not really noticeable. And I really like it because there's different levels that you can put the fan on to purify the air with, and you can also put it on a timer because I'm always worried about like leaving things on when I leave the house. So I can put it on a timer for while I'm at work or running errands or different things like that. And then there's a night mode as well, and it's really quiet, so I can keep it on at night, but it's not too loud. But you can't really notice it in the corner. Like my parents were here this weekend, and I think my mom noticed it on the second day she was here. She was like, oh, what's that? And I was like, oh, we didn't really notice
wow,
it.
Wow, cool.
Good, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, plants are nature's air purifiers. I still don't really understand how that works because I fell asleep during Earth Science in most of 1999. But that's what I hear. I have to stop you because you said something of great interest to me, which is that you have a fiddle leaf fern in your house that is currently alive.
Currently alive.
I have killed every fiddle leaf fern that I've ever looked at. I look at it and it dies. They are so fickle. How are you keeping yours alive?
Wait, is a fiddle leaf fern different than a fiddle leaf fig tree?
No, I think they're all the same. I don't know. Wait, do you? Is are you in the room with it now?
I'm not in the room with it now.
Okay, wait, I'm going to Google. All of the, okay, you have a fiddle leaf fern.
I have a fiddle leaf fig tree, but I guess the same thing. Yeah.
No, it's the same. Sorry, I meant fiddle leaf fig.
Okay.
I have killed fiddle leaf figs too.
I've killed one as well.
Okay. How are you? I have a fake one now. How are you keeping it alive? Like, what's your, because I was like, I'm not an idiot. I'm not dumb enough to do this three times. Like, take the hint. This thing is going to die in my care. What is your strat?
Okay. I have to make sure, like, I have an alarm on my phone to water it twice a week. And then I move it.
I'm like, oh, okay. She's really serious. I'm like, okay, that, wow. Okay.
But it's not just for that plant. It's for all my plants in my house. And then to like, it's just my alarm to like remind me to do adult stuff.
Okay. I get it. I honestly haven't set one of those for myself. Maybe I should. Okay. Okay. So what I'm hearing is you water the plants. Okay. That's a hot tip. Okay.
You water the plants, but also I realized like some plants I have to like bring towards the window every now and again, let them get their fill of light and then like put them back in their little area. I have no clue if that does anything different, but I feel like it does. I'm like, you don't need a lot of light.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let you get your little fill.
Yeah.
Fill up your little love cup and then put your little back in your spot.
If it's still alive, you're doing things right. I think the problem with so many plants that are not like pothos or snake plants, which basically could just live through anything, is that so much of like the fiddly fern, fig, sorry, I keep on calling it fern. That's probably why it died. It was like, it doesn't even know my name. So much of that is like aesthetic based. It's like, oh, I want this in this part of my house. But sometimes the plant is like, if you put me here, like I will not thrive. Like, there are people who move all their plants to their bathroom like once a week and like let the light come in that way, or like shower. You know, it's like,
why even have plants then?
Well, right. It's like, right. Exactly. Or like, and it makes me think like, I can't even believe I keep animals alive because all of my plants keep dying. But fiddle leaf ferns is, when the first one that I had just died, I did a lot of Googling, aka Googled like two things and clicked the top two links. I was like, I did a lot of research. And it was basically like, once it's gotten to the stage where you're at, there is no coming back. And I was just like,
oh,
damn. Like, it, once they are gone, you cannot revive.
No bringing them back.
How long have you had your, like, I am so, this is not me faking impressed. I'm so impressed. How long?
I had my first one for over a year, but then it did die in the freeze.
Rest in peace. So, well, that wasn't your fault.
Yeah. Yeah. Forgot about it. and then so I just had this past one, I guess, since April. So it really hasn't been that long. Wow. I got them off of Amazon. But my dad told me, he always used to tell me, like, the bigger the leaf, the less sunlight it needs. And so that's the rule I go by. I don't even know if that's true. But he grew up in the country raising a lot of the crops and different things. And so I just like go by whatever he says. So he's like, it has a huge leaf. It doesn't need a lot of sun.
Oh, okay. I like that. I'm going to go with that too. Yeah. When I tell you that there have been multiple years where I have had to bring out my Christmas tree to the curb days before Christmas because it was dead and hazardous, I would not be lying to you. I am not, my husband has the green thumb. It's just, I just don't. I can't do it. It just doesn't, like, nothing responds to my care. I'm so impressed.
Nothing responds to my care.
It's an issue I'll have to bring up in therapy, you know. But I am so impressed that you have had a fiddle leaf fig tree in your possession since April and it is still thriving. That really says, that's the Montessori teacher in you, Carmen.
Maybe so. And that's it is the same day I water my plants at the school too. So, Montessori classrooms have lots of different plants and living things inside of them. So,
I'm so impressed. That's like really amazing.
Well, thank you. That's I need to bring that up in conversation
You
more. Like,
should.
you know how long I've kept a fiddle leaf
Yeah.
fern tree alive?
That's big. If you ever are adopting another pet, you should add that. You should be like, I have a dog and a bunny and this plant that
In this
has been
plant.
alive. I mean, that's not nothing. That's really not nothing. That
It's,
is
yeah.
so impressive. Okay, so we have the air purifier. We have the lock necklace, which I'm actually very excited about. And I know you had two more. One, the Swedish dishcloths. And you were like, I want to talk about these. So let's
Okay, I'm
hear it.
obsessed with them, and I don't know. I'm obsessed with them, and my husband is just like not impressed yet. But I'm like, they're so powerful. They're life changing. And we talked about this a little bit. Like, just like you, I've always gone on these kicks where I'm like, I want to use less paper towels. We have a whole drawer in our kitchen that has like rags and stuff that I'll just grab. But I realized like if I was cleaning off my countertops because I'm like to clean a lot,
Yes.
very type A, and just after at the end of every night, I want to clean off my countertops, and I would just grab a whole bunch of paper towels and doing that and do that. But with the Swedish dishcloths, I use those to clean with, and then I've also started using those to clean with outside of the kitchen. But I like them because you can
Nice.
disinfect them, and I didn't like sponges
They
because I felt
smell.
like they were, yeah, and they were always gross, but with the Swedish dishcloth,
Yes.
hard to say. You
Yes.
can throw it in the washing machine. You can throw it in the dishwasher. You can like put it in the microwave to like kill all those germs and to disinfect. And it's hardy. Like I can scrub and scrub with it, and it's not like coming apart like a sponge
Oh,
either.
that's
And so
awesome.
that's what I like about it. Yeah.
So you have like one for the bathroom, one for the kitchen, one for
I
like
have some like.
random.
Cute, yeah, lemon and fruit printed ones for the kitchen to like, drape over
Are
the
those
sink
the dream
to clean.
cloths? Is that what they're? I think I have those too. Like really cute prints.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're lemon and blueberries and
Yeah.
like different things. And then I have like just solid, like plain colored ones that I use like yellow for the bathroom. And I sound like a crazy person. I'm like all these different organizational things, blue for
No, I
like mirrors
love
and
that. This is
different
like
cleaning.
goals.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. Did
Yeah. And they're so, and I feel like they clean well. Like even with my mirrors, I'm like, okay, it's not like leaving smudges behind.
Nice.
And I don't have to use as much like product, like in sprays and stuff. Like it cleans better. I don't know.
Do you still buy paper
Yeah.
towels, or do you feel like your consumption has gone way down since like really committing to this?
I feel like it has, but I have to like make sure they're front and center for me. I'm like, okay, they're in the drawer, they're ready to go, they're all stacked up. I've got my other little rags. Paper towel usage has definitely gone down. We still buy them just for like when people come over. We're
Yeah.
not like, here's a rag that
Right.
we use.
That's true. That's
You
true.
can
That's
have a
true.
paper
But you're right about
towel.
putting them right in front of you. 'Cause like they'll do you no good if they're like in some drawer somewhere and something just
Yeah.
spilled. It needs to actually be like in a convenient place.
That you can just grab and use.
Yeah.
That's what I found to be helpful and to like talk with my husband about like what we're going to use them for. And like, oh, could we have used the dishcloth instead of a paper
Yeah.
towel then?
Isn't marriage
Because I
so
am
fun?
trying.
Yes. I know exactly
He's
what
probably
you're
like,
saying.
this
Yeah,
is
exactly.
annoying. Yeah. And he's also like, but you use the paper towels more. Like, I
You're
don't
like,
even
okay,
use
my
them.
rules don't
I,
apply to me. I'm not sure like
yeah.
where that got lost in the communication,
Yeah.
but the things
Yeah.
that you do that are annoying to me, I'm allowed to do them. When I do them, they're not
I'm allowed
annoying to
to.
me.
Yeah. But I still want to talk to you about our paper towel consumption,
Yes.
even though I'm
Yeah.
the
No, I know.
one
I'm always like, we really need to like tidy up the house, and my husband's very quietly like, it's all your stuff. Like it's all like
It's your stuff. That's like piles of your clothes. Like, I'm like, wow, the house is messy. Like, we should clean. He's like, who's we? Like, he's like, look, he's like, okay, I can locate like one thing I need to put back in its place. The rest is you. And I'm like, it just makes me feel better to think we're doing it as a team. But yes, I understand this is all my shit. That is really funny. Okay. Dream cloths are like, do they come in packs? Like, how much do you pay for a pack? And how much would you like, eventually you do have to dispose of them, or like, no, like what is their life? Like, what's their actual life cycle?
So I'm really new to using them. I've had mine for like almost 3 months. Oh, okay. And I haven't had to throw any away yet.
That's pretty, I don't know, big. If I'm not.
Right. That's what I think.
I mean, that's 25% of a year. So yeah.
True. Yeah. And I probably will like get a new pack of, because the lemon ones are my favorite. I think they're just so cute for the kitchen.
Totally.
I probably will get another pack of those. But I mean, I go right now, I think they came in a pack of 5, I want to say, or 4, maybe for $7. Let me find the ones that I bought.
Nice.
But I've only gone through like 3 of those packs. I kind of have them in a 3 of the dishcloths from that pack. So I have them in a rotation where like one is out being used, 2 have been like through the dishwasher and are drying on the side.
That your level of organization is like the second we are done recording, I'm gonna go like organize things. I love organizing. Do you watch like a lot of organizing TikToks?
I do. Well, and not even organizing anymore, kind of like cleaning. Like everything was about organizing before in the home edit, and now it's like cleaning. How can you clean? And I'm like, I really never thought to clean all these different things you're telling me to clean, and I still am not going to, but it's satisfying to know that if I wanted to, I knew how to do it.
I love watching people clean. Yeah, no, it's so true. The idea of like a deep clean really stresses me out, like but I'm really jealous of the people who like have never let their house get to a point where cleaning would be overwhelming to them. That's just not, that's just not my journey, and I get it. But we weren't all made
that. Not my love language.
Yeah, but exactly. But I respect that, and I just think it's like, oh, every Sunday I like wake up and like, you know, clean off like all of, I don't know, just like stuff that I would never think. Like, I will clean it, but you know what I mean? When people like, I like clean my stove and my oven, like the inside, I scrub it like once a week, and then it's just like I never let it get. I'm like, oh, I don't. Okay. I mean, sure.
No, like what?
Yeah.
What's spend your time doing?
Yeah, I have a life. Like, I'm rewatching Parenthood. Yeah, exactly.
Literally rewatching Parenthood.
Yeah. Sorry, I have a lot of plans. I'm sorry. Oh, you guys must have a lot of time on your hands. I, on the other hand, am very booked and very busy. I'm just jealous of that. Of, you know, I find cleaning calming, but I think things would have to be relatively clean before I found cleaning calming instead of just disgusting.
Yeah. No, I'm the type of like rage cleaner. Like my parents every year growing up would have like a huge Christmas Eve party with all of our family and friends over, and it would be like, why are people sitting down right now? We have to clean. The house is a mess. We need to decorate. And people would be like, calm down. Like, yes. My parents just came to visit, and I like made this whole list. I'm like, okay, Monday kitchen, yep. Tuesday bathroom.
Yep.
Now I just ended up doing everything on Thursday.
Of course. And
I was like, I think I'm getting sick.
Yeah.
All these different things. It was
nothing like lighting that fire under your ass. Those TikToks where it's like what my parents think, like guests are going to do when they come into the house, where it's like, oh, yeah. You know, they like someone comes in, goes right upstairs to your bedroom, into your closet, like finds. and we would have to clean the house before we left on vacation also. So my parents were very much like, we need to, you know, we're not coming back to a messy house. Like everyone needs to clean your room. And my mom would like check drawers and make sure we didn't just shove everything in there. I think a little bit of me rebels against that as an adult, but like, yeah.
Really?
I mean, you know, I would say like I'm very clean, but I have a lot of piles. I'm a piles girl.
Mm-hmm.
But piles were not tolerated when I was growing up. But like it was the same thing. It's like, we're hosting Thanksgiving. Okay, well, Mom, it's November 12th And she's like, we have to start cleaning now. Like, we have 2 weeks. We're going to start cleaning. Or you'd make a mess. And it would be like a mess that was obviously going to get clean. Like, you spilled something. And she's like, we're hosting Thanksgiving. And it's like, Mom, that's 4 months from now. But yeah, Grandma's going to know. It's very, I really relate to that. Were your parents impressed by your house?
Oh, yeah. My mom was like, your dad was whispering to me during dinner last night, like, wow, they are so clean. And I was like,
no better compliment. Right.
And honestly, for my dad to notice, love him to death. But for him to notice, it's like, it's saying something, because he is just one of those people who's just like, mouse looks great. Like, he just doesn't really care or see things, like, care what other people 100%. Think. And I'm just not like all. But yeah, then once they're here, like, I spend all this time cleaning, and then they're like, well, I don't even think about it once they're here, you know? Like, I'm like, what was I obsessing over?
Yeah. But you know what though? Like, I get it. Like, of course you're going to, I'm honestly also very perplexed and jealous if you're the type of person that like is cool with like not changing anything before like a parent comes to visit. Like, yeah, like your house will be like clean and like everything will be fine. But I like go deep on the clean. Like, I would never, because I would be so afraid of my mom being like, this is how you live. But like, I also don't think she would say that. This is just like all.
No, they would never say that.
Yeah, never. Like, never. Like, my mom would not come into my home that I pay for and comment. I don't know what she thinks about it in her head. But she's not, she would never say it to my face. But I'm so jealous of the people who are like, oh yeah, like my parents are coming over and like, or I don't know. I just like, maybe it's just all that stuff from my childhood. Thanksgiving in 2 weeks, we have to start cleaning now, just kind of rubbed off on me. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. No, I'm totally the same way.
It's like, in our DNA.
Southern mom. Yeah. Who was just like, hospitality is everything. Make your guests feel welcome.
Totally.
And so I'm like, let me put out a picture frame with their picture in it.
That is nice.
Yeah. Let me write down like different things they can do in the area and our Wi-Fi password. And Aaron is like, we can just tell them the Wi-Fi password.
No, I think that's like, really cute. It needs
to be in it, printed out in a frame.
Next time my parents come to visit, I'm going to put a big framed picture of me in the room that they're going to sleep in.
Oh, yeah. I did put a picture of myself under their pillows so they could dream about me.
Me, like, your daughter.
You know, yeah. In the middle of the night.
Just a reminder. I love that so much. Oh, my gosh, Carmen, we have just been talking forever. I'm so, so happy that you came on G-Thanks Just Bought It. I know you had one more rec. I'm going to save it for the show notes. If you guys are curious as to what it is, I'm going to drop the link and you can find out for yourself. But you'll also see the link for the lock necklace. You will see the link for the dishcloths and the purifier, which I think I'm kind of feeling that about this Dyson one too. It's kind of like a game changer. It really like does a lot behind the scenes. Quiet, but works hard. And if you're not, but if you're not following Carmen, I'm not really sure what's wrong with you, but you need to go mitigate that right now. Carmen, tell everyone where they can read you, follow you, find you.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at the Good Karma Blog, and also at thegoodkarmablog.com.
Nice.
But very active on Instagram.
Yes.
Not so much on my blog.
Yeah. Such a good Instagram follow. And if you really couldn't tell what we were really recommending in this episode, it's that you watch Parenthood. And
that was a true recommendation.
Get on it. That was it. And Carmen, when you're done with Parenthood, let me know. I'm going to send you right to Beverly Hills 90210. And
I didn't wait to watch.
No, it's, you have like 10 seasons. It's like 240 episodes. We'll do a recap. You'll come back on the show in January when you're done watching all of it and we can discuss.
Can't wait.
Thank you so much for coming. And you guys, we will link to everything, like I said, and we'll see you next week for another episode.
Thanks for having me.
This was so fun.